Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com. to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop on a Victory Monday.
Next week, by the way, Pickle hates 4 o'clock West Coast games. Not that Arizona's on the coast, but he does not like the 4 p.m. kicks.
Well, I like the 1 o'clock, so he doesn't. You know, I mean, it's fine.
It's more anticipation on Sunday.
True, but what I don't like, honestly, is like Monday night games.
Oh yeah, those are the worst.
Those are the worst.
Doubleheader Monday night tonight, EB. You get sized. Right.
Who do you like? I'm throwing a little cash here.
Who would I like? I like Pittsburgh, and I like the under. I know that's weird to say. I like the under in the Titans Broncos game.
What's the total for that one?
41.
Oh, I don't know. I just like the under.
41.
I think it's going to be a slow-paced game, so hence the under.
You guys would be bitter if you were Nashville radio hosts.
Because
why is that?
I believe that game starts at 10:20 Eastern.
Yeah, 10:15, 10:20.
Yeah, so that's 9:30. 9:20 their time.
Brutal.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get back into the Washington football team winning their first game in a little bit, but wanted to take you through the fantasy leaders from week one, Cakes.
Vital
to all of us.
So important.
At quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Dave Richards said maybe we should bench him in week one because he was taking on the Vikings.
Right.
But 4 touchdowns for A-Rodge, throws for 364 yards, QB rating of 127.5 in the game. He proved he's still a fantasy force.
I think, yeah, the rumors of his demise have been greatly exaggerated.
And Davante Adams, I mean, just unstoppable. Just went into Minnesota's house and disrespected them in U.S. Bank Stadium.
Well, Rodgers
had no answer for him.
Basically told the Packers, that's what you get for drafting Jordan Love.
Right. Exactly.
But equally as good, Russell Wilson, actually even better because he only had 4 incompletions, threw for 322 yards and 4 scores. His quarterback rating, by the way, 143.1. That's pretty good, huh?
He also led the Drabhawks, in rushing. Now, they didn't rush for a ton, 3 carries for 29 yards because they were doing so much damage through the air. They didn't really have to do much on the ground, but that's an impressive performance with the Drabhawks flying east for that early game.
Wilson and Rodgers, both in terms of fantasy, both scored 34 points with CBS.
By the way, isn't your guy Dan Quinn supposedly like a defensive guy?
Yep, that's what he was. He was
that Falcons team.
He was a defensive lineman at Salisbury University.
Well, they're putrid on defense.
He was defensive coordinator. And then, of course, this is going to be the last year for him.
Well, their D-line was fine. Their secondary looks like their
secondary's bad,
D3 guys.
Yeah.
And they went out and drafted a guy in the first round out of Clemson, A.J. Terrell.
But don't get me wrong. I like the fact that Matt Ryan has to throw the ball 50 times, and guys like Russell Gage are going for over 100 receiving-wise. I do like that.
Ridley, a monster fantasy day. Monster
Matt Ryan did put up some, I'm sticking with the quarterbacks, put up 450 yards and put up some fantasy numbers. And I don't think we can sleep on Lamar Jackson because he had three touchdowns and looked every bit as much as like he did last year as the MVP of the league. In terms of running backs fantasy-wise, the best performance was the Thursday night performance from Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who ran for 138 yards and a touchdown. Zeke was good last night, ran for 96 yards and a touchdown, also had one receiving. McCaffrey found the end zone twice. Adrian Peterson ran for 93 yards.
Well, not only that, look at AP's yards per carry. 6.6. Gouging the Bears yesterday.
Cakes, the C-Mac only had four targets in the passing game. That kind of concerns me. I have him in one of my leagues, took him number one overall. Now, I'll take the 96 yards and two scores.
Mm-hmm, of course.
But I need more catches, and I'm just not sure. I'm not sure if Bridgewater is going to be looking for him as much as, you know, a Cam Newton did or Kyle Allen.
Likewise, the departure of Phillip Rivers from the Chargers. Now Ty God takes over, and Austin Eckler. Now it's one game, but his targets plummet.
Way down.
And he's not as special if he's not catching 7 or 8 balls per game. He's actually pretty pedestrian, if that's the case.
I'll tell you what,
monitor that, too.
I think the best running performance, fantasy-wise, had to be Josh Jacobs yesterday.
Well, yeah, Jacobs found the end zone three times. Yeah. He didn't have the gaudy, you know, total yards that Helaire had.
He had 93, but, though.
Yeah.
But he had four catches for 50 yards. So
that's the upside, is that he didn't really chip in as a receiver out of the backfield as a rookie. If he starts putting up those sorts of numbers as a pass catcher, look out, because he's gonna flirt with McCaffrey-esque type numbers if that continues.
Correct.
Now, there were a bunch of receivers that just blew up fantasy-wise yesterday. Some of them the expected names. Julio Jones, 9 catches, $157. Devontae Adams, who Jason mentioned, had 14 catches for $156 and 2 touchdowns. DeAndre Hopkins hooked up with Kyler Murray 14 times for 151 yards and nearly found the end zone. It looks like he was down like on the inch line if you saw that play before they punched it in. So he's going to be a lot for the Washington football team's defense to handle next week. But, I mean, there were also some guys, you know, Cakes mentioned it. I never heard of Russell Gage, who goes for 114 yards and 9 catches. Robbie Anderson, 6 catches for $115 in his Carolina debut. And EB, Jameson Crowder put up big numbers for the Jets.
Did he? I didn't even know.
That's partially
they were supposedly awful on offense.
He ripped a 69-yard touchdown from Darnold, which helped. I mean, you can't discount it, but woof, that Jets offense looked dreadful outside of that Crowder.
That
long
could be
play.
Your number one pick right there. Number one overall pick.
Yeah.
New York Jets. And if they do, of course, they'll take Lawrence because it'll be sayonara to Darnold, I would think. But Lev Bell got hurt in that game. And I believe, well, I'm spacing the coach's name, in
Adam Gase.
Gates. He said he knew that he was hurt. And he put him back in there anyway, and he left him in, and then he injured it further. Mm. And now Bell might be on the injured list because they went to Frank Gore, but Bell did not look good. He didn't even talk about it after the game, so we'll have to wait and see this
week. Well, it's a two-horse race for me as far as who's the first coach to be fired. It's Adam Gase or it's Matt Patricia because their seats are already hot, and then Patricia just blowing that massive lead against the Bears yesterday doesn't do good things for his job security. And we know that Gase is already on thin ice in New York. And if they have a bunch more performances like that, he may not even make it like out of the first month.
Oh, you might be right, yeah.
I mean, he could be the dead man walking. Get that bet in if you can. Place that bet for first coach fired. I would put it on Gase.
Moving off of fantasy football just for a moment, did you guys follow the John Wall story at all?
You know what? Somebody sent me a video.
I saw the vid.
Yeah, and I watched it. It's hard for me to tell who was who in it, to be honest with you.
So the controversy, for those that don't know, John Wall was at a party. I believe it was in New York City. Mm. And there was video that came out of the party. John Wall has since apologized, but he was flashing gang signs. Wow. And he's done that in the past. I saw two different views on this. Number one, you just shouldn't glorify gangs, right? That's the easy take is, what are you doing? Don't flash gang signs. He apologized for it. You should know better than that. But then I saw kind of a counterpoint, and I can't relate to it, is that he may have grown up with some of those guys in those gangs, and it's kind of like a shout out to his boys.
Okay, yeah, but you still got to be smart enough. You're condoning joining gangs and the Bloods, who are a violent gang, notorious. They like to kill kids. So it's just a bad look. It really is. I don't know what the Wizards can do or the NBA can do about that. It's just a bad, bad look.
It also looked like he was high as a kite. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, whatever. I don't know. So if he apologized, then he's copping to it that it was a recent deal. Like, I didn't even know. I just don't even know what to make of that stuff. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Didn't look good. Mm-mm. That's for sure. I love John, but it didn't look good.
You just want him to be hanging out. Look.
You just want him to be hanging out with the right people and to make smart decisions and, you know, just be a responsible citizen.
So he's done this in the past. Like, it goes back to 2011.
I don't remember that.
He flashed signs. He also did it in the playoffs in 2015. So you would think that you have learned from it. His apology, he wrote, first and foremost, I want to apologize to my family, my teammates, and all of those that have always supported me. I made a mistake, something I regret. I'll continue to work hard to be better on the court and, more importantly, off the court.
Right.
Hey, well, from my extensive knowledge of gangs, you're in a gang. You're in a gang for life. I mean, that doesn't mean you need to flash the gang signs, or if you associate with gangs, it's kind of tough to get out of a gang once
you're in. Well, if his name's not John Wall, if it's Mike Wall, he's cut. But he's making $35 million, whatever he's making. It's not, you can't do it. So
he's set to be paid $44.3 million, I think, in 2021-22.
Right, the last year was
and then after that, $47.4 million.
I mean, the obvious insinuation is, I mean, those with all the stacks of money there and everything, that something shady's going on. That's sort of the – now, John's a multimillionaire, obviously, but I don't get the sense that was necessarily his money. I don't know what was going on.
Who knows?
He laughs at those stacks that those guys were passing around.
Well, whatever they were doing, it was dumb. And John Wall's
clearly dumb.
Way too old to be doing that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, he's been around too long.
But like Eric said, if you're under the influence, you do stupid things.
We all do stupid things when we're under the influence.
You say stupid things.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's what happened.
He clearly wasn't in his right mind, like his normal mind. Didn't look like it to me.
Real quick, as we move off the Washington football team for a second and mention some things outside of the NFL, which we spent the bulk of the show on, we said going into the series with the Braves that at a minimum – the Nationals had to win 3 out of 4. I thought they would have to kind of sweep the series. It went the other way.
Yep. It's not going to be fun to talk to Mike this week because it's over, Johnny.
Well, it's over, but he'll still be fine.
Two times, Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, we got him twice.
Well, he wasn't on last week, so we're doubling
double
up.
Dip?
I mean, just to get Rizzo the reads in. Dip? What if we do the reads twice during the one interview?
Yeah.
Not much else to talk about. It doesn't work like that.
No. Oh. Well, it's fine. He'll be fine. It's a weird season.
It's a weird. I mean, there's 15 games left. You know, he's probably.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, JP. I said you had to win 3 out of 4. You lose 3 out of 4, and your top two pitchers lost their games. So they're just not good enough.
17-28. That wouldn't have been a death knell during a regular season when you have 162 games. But when you have 60 games, like you said, it's over. And it doesn't matter that they're expanded playoffs. They're not going to get there. They needed to get close to 500. Right. Unless they went on a ridiculous run right now, they're not getting there.
Surprised Eric hasn't brought up the fact that his favorite or second favorite team, the Cubs, had a no-hitter yesterday.
No, I mean, I saw that. But, no, I don't – yeah, the Cubs aren't my team anymore.
He hasn't watched a Cubs game since he watched them on WGN.
Think about it. That's the worst time. If you're a Cubs fan, that's the worst time for your pitcher to throw a no-hitter on week one of the NFL.
Right. Gets lost in the shuffle.
And probably the best time to throw up gang signs because it gets big.
Oh, yeah, John Wall was so psyched that the Washington football team won yesterday.
Right.
Did you like watching the games? Like EB mentioned earlier, that the lack of fans bothered him. It didn't bother me at all. I don't know. I've gotten used to it. And, you know, occasionally you'd see some shots.
I refuse to get used to it.
The sound. Yeah. I went to Poor House here in my neighborhood with Dylan for a while, so I watched those games. And sometimes they don't have the audio on for that, so it didn't really bother me. And there's so many screens and so many games going on that's hard to concentrate. But once I was home, I'm fine. I've gotten over it. I think we joked about this at the very beginning of the pandemic when you started seeing kind of the international soccer games with what it was going to be like with the fake crowd noise. Doesn't bother me.
I don't like it.
It's just better with the fans.
There's no energy.
I mean, if they can have fans at Notre Dame, if they can have fans at Doak Campbell, they can have fans there. Okay, you want to limit the numbers right now? Fine. But all these stadiums should be accepting fans of some number.
But even when you're watching, even when you're watching games like college games on Saturday, when they're only allowing 15,000 fans, it's just different.
It's so different, and it's wacky.
And you know what? We don't know what it's going to be like next year. It may be the same next year. The NFL may not allow fans next year. Who knows about a vaccine?
I guess I'm in the minority in the chat. It doesn't bother me at all.
Didn't bother me one bit.
Bothers me.
So I guess it's a split on the junkies. Two junkies don't care. I don't care if they have a single fan the rest of the season because the games mean so much to me in the NFL. I'm such an NFL mark, and me and my boy went to watch the games. And, you know, you got the fantasy football element. You got gambling elements. And just the games itself, particularly in the NFL. I mean, you could maybe say the same thing in college football. But in the NFL, they mean so much, each individual game, that – I don't care if there's a fan in the stand or not.
No, okay, there should be.
It's
fans.
Your opinion.
I think as far as as the broadcast goes, the NFL not having fans has minimal impact. Other sports, NBA, it's hard to watch for me. Soccer, the fans are right there on the pitch. It could take you out of it. NFL, I was watching that game. Besides cutting the fans, like coming back from commercials,
yeah, you would never know.
Who would know?
Correct. Well, that's why I say if you're going to do you got to stop those shots. They're brutal.
Yeah.
To me, they're brutal.
I don't think they were doing a ton of them.
Well, every time they did, I wanted to puke. Every time they showed an empty stadium, I have diarrhea.
I'm just kidding.
Now, when they had the regular shots and you're watching the game, it's awesome. I love the game. I love the game. But, I mean, there should be some fans.
I feel like by week three, that's going to be over with.
I hope so.
It was week one. It was new, and maybe they were highlighting it, but. Like during the game, I didn't notice it at all, and I think by week three, the cameramen and the people in the booth aren't going to really talk about it.
Well, I noticed
about the game.
I notice it because I know that there's no fans there,
right?
And I know that the crowd noise you hear is fake, so that's why I notice it.
Go ahead.
I was going to say I would like to see every NFL team allow some fans. Doesn't have to be packed stadiums.
Correct.
I know that's not going to happen, but.
I agree with you
100%. You can spread these guys out.
Of course.
It just adds to the energy of the game.
Of course.
The Jags fans were sized yesterday. The only fans in stands.
Of course.
And they got to see a dub. Right. They got to see a Minshew Mania-led dub.
Right. Well, so far there are five teams that are going to have fans on the record. But, I mean, you know, look, the Nats are out of it, but I'm going to go to a Nats game. I want to go to a Nats game.
You won't go sneak in somehow.
You can't. So anyway, I mean, I love it. I thought it was amazing, but that was one downer for me. But
I am
hopefully
glad that it's
they
back,
change.
Though, yes.
It's so great that it was back. It was an unbelievable weekend. It felt like Christmas. It really did. I mean, I said it earlier in the show, and I said it yesterday on social media. I got up. I couldn't sleep. I got up at 5 a.m. and I was just geeked up. I was just laying in bed staring at the ceilings.
5 a.m. on a Sunday.
I did. Well, I laid in bed until 8, and then. Just trying to sleep and tossing and turning. And then finally I was able to sleep for about 45 minutes from about 8 to 8:45. And then I was like, all right, this is it.
Time to get up, yeah.
Time to start pregame.
But it was all just excitement for having the league back. It was so great.
NFL. Were you excited when the Washington football team was at a 17-0 hole?
No. But I wasn't down as I normally would
Beggars
be.
Can't be choosers.
Yeah. Normally I would just be just pooping on the team, just crushing them. But I was just so grateful to have it. That I hadn't hit that point yet. Now maybe by mid second quarter next week I will, but in the week one I was just thrilled to have it.
All right, Valdez, play the music. We need to get back into it. It is a Victory Monday here on the Fan, and the Washington football team is 1-0 atop the division. They beat the Eagles 27-17. We'll open up the phone lines again at 800-636-1067. If there's an area of concern though, what is it for you? As a Washington football team fan, we'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on a Victory Monday. Remember, tomorrow, Pro Football Focus Tuesday. The best insiders in the game join us every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Thursdays, we've got our pal Dave Richard, fantasy football guru, joining us at 8 o'clock. Jason Lockefora, CBS Sports reporter, insider, joins us at 9 o'clock on Thursday. So we are all over the start of the NFL season. We've been almost entirely positive about the Washington football team's comeback win yesterday, 27-17, over the Eagles. But there were some areas of concern. And, look, some of them are obvious. I'm definitely concerned about the lack of weaponry for Dwayne Haskins. They were able to get the job done, but I just don't think he has much to work with. He squeezed in five balls to Terry McLaurin. I think it's going to be tough sledding for McLaurin all year until some of these other guys step up. I know that Cakes has been high on Logan Thomas's performance. I mean, one of those was just a completely botched coverage. A couple of the catches were like little tiny screen passes. I need to see more impact plays from other guys, and I just think it's going to be tough sledding all season long for the offense because they just don't have that much.
Well, Dwayne also can't throw a guy's feet and throw 3 feet behind the receiver going across the middle.
Right.
He's got to be better than 50.
So it's a lot
accurate.
So I'm not sure how good.
So maybe that's a concern for you is Haskins' play.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you can throw out all pro receivers out there, and if you can't hit them in the hands, it's not really going to help you. But I think that and the lack of a true threat at running back, I know they're going to do the committee thing, but if I were a fan, I'd want a go-to number one that I know is going to be there on first down, second down, maybe third down. You know, they're kind of mixing and matching. Do you really love Peyton Barber 17 times? I don't love it.
Dovetailing off of that, 36 carries for 80 yards, 2.2 yards per carry.
It's better than what Philadelphia gave you, but that's not saying much.
And I know it's a bunch of guys who are trying to figure out who's going to be the lead guy at this point. I mean, Peyton Barber looks like he's pulled in the lead after 1 week, but I think – it's just the maturation process for Gibson. I think as the season goes along, he's going to get more looks and more touches. And I think they're going to use Barber as like that inside the 10-yard line thumper to try to score. He's the goal line guy.
I mean, look, for me, it all starts up front, and they're going to be as good as the offensive line. So if the offensive line could create holes, I don't care who's back there. Those guys are capable. They can get first downs. They can move the chains. And Haskins is going to need some time to set his feet. I'd like to see him do a little more up-tempo stuff, like the kind of stuff we talked about with John Keim. When they do that, when they go no huddle, he seems to be in a rhythm. He seems to feed off that. And I also think that probably helps the offensive line a little bit. But to me, that's where it starts. Unlike JP, I think that we don't have great weapons, but I think the weapons are good enough. They're serviceable. They can do the job. And I don't think that's going to be what holds them back. What will hold them back will be Wes Martin getting blown off the line or Brandon Sheriff, whiffing on his guy or Morgan Moses. You know, that's going to be what holds this team back more than, not necessarily having a name running back.
Yeah.
Without those other guys being true threats, I think McLaurin's going to have a tougher time. Like, I think a lot of us expected McLaurin to have even a bigger year than he had as a rookie, where he nearly caught – You know, he nearly had 1,000 yards receiving, and he had the 7 touchdowns. I think it might be tougher because he's going to be getting so much attention because teams aren't scared of Dontrell Inman. I don't think teams are scared of Steven Sims Jr. I don't think they're scared of Logan Thomas. So I think it's going to put a lot of pressure on McLaurin. And, you know, another thing to be concerned about, although Haskins didn't have any interceptions, Moose Johnson brought it up in the television broadcast that the Eagles, in their preparation, I guess when he was talking to Eagles coaches, felt like Haskins tries to squeeze things in. And you can see that at times where he tries to force the issue. And ultimately, that's going to lead to a bunch of picks.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
Look, I think he's going to have, I think I said, 16, 17 interceptions.
He's going to have games like that.
He's going to have interceptions. There's no doubt.
And by the way,
he's going to throw for more than 178 yards. Yeah. And, you know, he's going to have some
touchdowns. By the way, it doesn't get easier for that Skins offensive line or team offensive line. Next week, they're going to go against Chandler Jones and Zach Allen. And those guys, in particular, gave Jimmy G a lot of problems yesterday, especially in the fourth quarter.
Right.
So they're going to have to do a good job on those ends next week in Arizona.
Well, thank God they play for the Cardinals. That's good news.
You mean the 1-0 Cardinals who went on the road and got an impressive win?
I mean the historically bad Cardinals. The team that we typically beat. Yeah, that's what I
just don't let Kyler get outside of the pocket because it could be a long day.
Hey, I'm scared of Kyler Murray. I know his ability. I'm a Kyler Murray guy, too.
He was throwing at guys' feet in the first
whole
half.
Covered. Yeah. All right, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the AAA Always On Call listener line. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go to Steve. Calling from Houston. Steve, we got people calling from all over. Is anybody in D.C. actually listening? Steve. What's up, buddy?
What's up, good morning. What's up, man? Good morning to you guys.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you guys made all the valid points. Haskins is going to have to come out, you know, firing. He can't continue to do that, and running that up-tempo two-minute offense is definitely, it appears to be beneficial. And, you know, I don't know, it's something about Haskins where it seems like he's kind of that boxer who, once he gets 2, 3, 4, 5 good punches in the jaw, then he wakes up. But he can't, that won't sustain, I don't think, for long-term success. That running back experiment, when I looked at Peyton Barber yesterday, and then I seen Adrian Peterson's stats. I don't know if you guys peeped out the stats in Detroit. I threw 14 for 94 yards or something, and I think 20-something yards catching. So I'm looking at what Barber did, and I'm like, well, AP could have done that at the bare minimum and possibly better.
But then you don't get the growth. Then you don't get the growth of the young guys. And in year one for Ron Rivera, he felt like having Adrian Peterson, he didn't do anything wrong, but he might actually hurt the growth of guys like Antonio Gibson and Bryce Love.
That's true, but that's a two-sided coin, because if you're talking about you're not waiting and you want to win now, you want to go with the more certain project. But I get the thing, and it's kind of like a mix. And I'm saying where, you know, AP could have played Barber's role,
right,
but you still would have had the Gibson and McKissick thing. And, you know, the Gibson, he looks a little heavier than what I thought. Looks a little bit. I think they say he weighs 220. Looks a little heavier than that.
No, they say he's probably 230.
They said 230, yeah.
And he still ran a 4.39.
He's a bruiser.
He can still move, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can. But you can see he's not a natural running back. And so, you know, hopefully, you know, they get that worked out. And I'll say this. I know Troy Apke has been getting beat up a lot. I'll say two things about him and Jimmy Moreland. It's something about when those guys tackle, they bring an energy and a pop to the ball. And, you know, I know Apke took a lot of bad, so some bad angles. I don't know if it's fair to say a lot. He had some, you know, miscues yesterday. But at least when he arrives, man, he brings the wood, and definitely Jimmy Moreland as well. And it was good to see Carson Wentz not escape sacks yesterday, like how he's been doing the last 3 or 4 years. It always seemed like we'd have him, and he would always escape, you know. So
he tried on a few occasions, but for the most part, the Skins took care of him.
Yeah. Right. That's the most exciting part of the football team. The bottom line is that we're so used, you know, over the last 20 years to be so focused on the offense that literally watching the defensive side of the ball is more exciting. It just is right now. And, and you know, I just can't remember that. I can't remember that ever, really, here in D.C. So I love that. All right, let's go to line one. Cowboy Todd. Cowboy.
Hail, fellas. Hail.
What's up, buddy? Hail, that's right.
Hey, so I told Drabby before we even got started, I said, don't doubt these boys. I said, the only concern that we're going to have is just the offense a little bit with Haskins' accuracy, but the defense is just like the Denver. I think we're going all the way. It's just we're going to. That defense is just going to tear it up.
I love how he's so cavalier about, yeah, just worry about the Haskins a little bit. If he improves, if the accuracy gets better, but we're going all the way. Let's do this.
Yep. He does have a point in this sense. He does have a point in this sense. That Denver team won despite Peyton Manning that year.
That's right.
That was all defense.
Okay, you're talking about Peyton
Even though he had the noodle arm.
He was horrific.
By the way, he wasn't so horrific
in
the playoffs. He got benched in the regular season. In the playoffs, he wasn't horrific. He was more of a game manager than a guy that was slinging it for 400 yards. But they wouldn't have won that Super Bowl if they stuck with Brock Osweiler.
Put it this way. If I was Peyton, I'd wear my Colts Super Bowl ring.
Well, I think he'll probably wear both.
Yeah.
All right.
Now you're being a little hard on him. I mean, there's a lot more into going in, to a quarterback than just throwing for 350 and three scores. I mean, he made good decisions. He changed plays.
Cowboys not the only one that thought about the Denver defense as we were racking up 15 quarterback hits and 8 sacks and a couple, one forced fumble, 2 interceptions. Believe me, that wasn't lost on this guy. I started thinking about great defenses.
Okay, it's one game. Remember, this is one game.
One game.
Out of 16.
One game.
Getting a little over the skis.
We just had a guy on last week that said he thought we may have the best pass rush in football, and so far.
Well, they were yesterday.
He wasn't lying.
Andy Benoit.
Yep.
By the way, Peyton Manning.
I want to call him Benoit.
Not spectacular, but as he beat the Steelers, the Patriots, and then Carolina in the Super Bowl, had 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, completed 64% of his passes.
Right.
Not horrible.
Cowboy,
again, not
else?
Spectacular, but not horrible during that playoff run.
No, that's it. I'm just so excited. No, that's it. That defense, I'm ready to rock and roll. I taped over my Josh Norman name, and I'm writing Gibson over top of my 24 jersey until my Chase Young jersey gets
it. That's actually smart. I was thinking about, though, Cakes. Like, this year we're not doing – a lot of people were wondering where Cakes was for pregame, and it wasn't something that he was, iced out. We're just doing it. It's different this year. We're not doing it at Glory Days Grill. We're not doing it at a restaurant. It's in studio. And so Cakes wanted to take a little break from it. But if we go back to, the world tour where we're out and about, I think we may actually see a bunch of jerseys next year.
That's
possible. That's the thing. We had seen over the last couple of years that on a game day Sunday, it was few and far between of then Redskins jerseys. And it would always be an old schooler Chris Cooley or Santana Moss. But if we're doing this next year with this building excitement, you're going to
see a lot of
Chase
99s.
Youngs. You're going to see Gibson. Yeah. I mean, who knows what happens with Candy Golden by
Julie
the end of the
year. Julie will send us some new gear. I need some WFT gear, Kate.
You're angling.
I like what you're doing. I see what
Julie
you're doing.
Why wouldn't Julie send me some gear so that I can, instead of wearing this old band name.
You're wearing an old hoopty.
Why wouldn't she send me a newbie? That's really what you should do. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think I still have my jersey from Brian LaFamina in my locker at downtown D.C.
Oh, you do?
I think so. I think it's stuffed in there somewhere with Bryce Harper bobblehead.
By the way, I was there yesterday because
I did the
pregame show from the studio. It was just weird. It was just weird driving in. I was like, oh, okay, building's still there.
Did you have to pay $100 to park yesterday?
Yeah, where'd you park?
I found a spot.
Found a spot
across the street. I gave myself time that I was going to look for about 15 minutes because I didn't know what was going on with Homewood Suites, and I didn't want to pay $17 to park.
Oh, there's no chance you could just show up at Homewood and drop off the car
Zippy.
And not pay.
Oh, yeah. I drove by Homewood Suites, and I saw a different guy that I didn't recognize.
Yeah, you're so finished.
A whole new
that.
Crew.
That hookup is dead.
You are Dunsky.
R.I.P.
All right, we got one more segment.
We do. And actually, we got a couple prizes to give away. We're going to do, since we've been talking about the NFL and the Washington football team all morning long, we're going to do box score breakdown.
Oh.
You can call in now at 800-636-1067. 106.7.
Win some prizes.
We've got a copy of NBA 2K21 and a $25 gift card to Tropical Smoothie Cafe to give away. So we'll do that next. If you want to partake, 800-636-1067. But before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends. My friends, when it comes to complex IT integration, no one does it better than Software AG Government Solutions. Software AG's WebMethods is the world's most capable integration platform. The mandate for the government is clear: integration and modernization of IT. Learn why the most innovative government agencies turn to Software AG to tackle their...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Toughest integration challenges, complex IT simplified. Visit softwareaggov.com. That's softwareaggov.com. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I'm going to do the box score breakdown here momentarily. You can call in at 800-636-1067. A couple cool prizes on the line, including a copy of NBA 2K21 and a $25 gift card to Tropical Smoothie Cafe. So let's find out who our first contestant is.
All right, let's go to Moses. Hey, Moses. What's up, man?
How's it going, guys?
All right, hey, Moses. Can you identify the NFL player when I give you the box score nuggets?
All right.
This member of the Washington football team had 4 quarterback hits and 1.5 sacks, including 1.5 tackles for loss. Who am I?
I think I know that
Young?
One.
It is not Chase Young. Chase Young only had the 2 quarterback hits. Let's go
Sorry,
to the next contestant.
All right, let's go to Adam Richmond. Adam.
Hey, what's up, Junks? What's going
Adam?
On a Victory Monday?
That's
yeah,
right.
It's been a fun show.
Hello?
Which member of
what's
the
going on, guys?
Washington football team's defensive line tallied 4 quarterback hits?
4 quarterback hits.
Yep.
Let's go with...
Come on, we talked about it.
Montez Sweat?
No.
No. Montez
Incorrect.
Sweat did have a sack. He ended up with 2 quarterback hits. But this guy, again, had 4 quarterback hits, 1.5 sacks, 1.5 tackles for loss.
It makes me crazy. We can't go – we got to do a new question. They've all Googled it by now, JP.
Okay,
yeah,
I can
do
a new question. It's not a problem.
What do you care if they Googled it?
Well, I want them to –
Okay,
kind
fine.
Of
EB,
work.
Who is it?
Matt Ioannidis.
It's Matt Ioannidis.
Right.
Yes, it is.
All right, let's go to – that was Adam, right? Let's go to Josh in Alexandria. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Don.
Josh, are you there, buddy?
I'm right here.
Josh, I'm going to give you a box score nugget. You name the NFL player. This quarterback threw for 2 touchdown passes, but also ran the ball 14 times for 57 yards and a touchdown in their 27-17 win yesterday. Who am I?
I have
Dwayne Haskins.
Incorrect.
Dwayne Haskins. Are you kidding me?
Same score, but
the same
wrong
score.
Game.
Yes. Who's
I'm
up next?
This guy didn't watch that game.
All right, let's go to Let's go to Keith in Laurel. He's always there.
Did this guy also overthrow somebody wide open in the end zone?
Yes, he did.
By the way, Keith in Laurel, somebody tweeted us that they heard you on DC 101 winning a prize.
How dare you? God.
Must have been Keith? A different Keith. It wasn't me.
Really?
You know, well, it can sure? be more than one Keith that lives
no,
in Laurel.
No, it was a Keith from Laurel.
Oh, yes, there is.
But, yeah, but does it sound like him?
Don't know.
We need the tape.
Yeah, can I get the tape?
Somebody get the tape.
All right, EB, can I still go with the 27-17 winner who had
I'll let you. Go
two
ahead.
Touchdowns passing in the win, two touchdowns passing, and one touchdown rushing. He ran the ball 14 times for 57 yards, I believe it was.
Josh Allen?
It is Josh Allen.
Nice.
You're a winner for the 1,000th time, my friend. You get a copy of NBA 2K21 this year. My players will start in high school, then go to one of 10 officially licensed colleges, then on to NBA Stardom. NBA 2K21. Everything is game out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC, and Stadia, courtesy of Got Game.
Now, EB, I think you're okay in that you took New England to win the division, and New England, you know, got a nice win in their opener, but you just did not. You just don't buy into the Bills, right?
Well, I'm not a huge Josh Allen guy, but I mean, the Bills are clearly better, maybe, than they've been in recent years. I'm not a huge Josh Allen guy. I don't know.
He's
fun
he
to
runs,
watch.
He's so big.
He's fun to watch. I mean, he makes a lot of mistakes. He's not, you know, pure.
Yeah.
But he's fun to watch because of the athleticism.
Right.
All right, we'll make it fair for all of the listeners. 800-636-1067. We have that $25 gift card to Tropical Smoothie Cafe. We'll take the 10th caller at 800-636-1067. Of course, baseball's back, and Tropical Smoothie Cafe and the Washington Nationals partnered to bring you the Nat's Berry Crush Smoothie, which is a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries, available this season at participating DMV locations, courtesy of Tropical Smoothie. Cakes, you mentioned this earlier. What is your lineup of games tonight?
You have the leading off, you have the Giants against the Steelers. I believe that's 7:15 kick.
Yep.
And your nightcap, so EB better take a nap, is the Titans going out west to take on the Denver Broncos. And I like the under in that.
No, I'm just going to
match up.
I'm just going to pull a Lurch and just bet on it and go to sleep.
Right,
Jason, you mentioned this. You may have him going. I think I have him going. Do you have Jerry Jeudy?
I do. Courtland Sutton is going to be a game time decision. So hopefully Courtland Sutton does not play and Jeudy will be their number one.
Did you see the test, by the way, that Vic Fangio wants to put Sutton through and make sure he's game ready?
No, I did
this
not.
This made me slap the knee. 10 jumping jacks.
That's it?
Yeah. I
you can do 10 silly jumping jacks. You're in. You can catch balls.
Hey, right. I was thinking about this. After week one, would any of you guys revise your Super Bowl picks in our pool?
No, not yet.
Who do I have?
I can't remember who I picked.
I might.
No, I actually can't, love
I might. I've got Chiefs Cowboys, and I know it's one
oh,
game.
Oh, I picked the Ravens.
And I didn't even watch the end, and allegedly Gallup, you know, could have easily scored the game-winning touchdown, which they negated because of a push-off. But I might nix putting the Cowboys in the
you
Super Bowl.
You see who I have in a Super Bowl, Valdez?
Who?
Seahawks-Ravens.
Yeah, you're not adjusting that.
Because I know Drab's been lamenting all show long.
Who does Drab have?
He has the Bucs, and he has this Tom Brady fever going on. So he has the Bucs winning the Super Bowl.
I think
and so now,
okay.
Now he's all he's talking
he's got
about
the Bucs and the Steelers, right?
Yeah. Now
if
all he's talking
Drab,
about
it's one game. One game. Are you after one game?
I didn't notice Brady's arm being a problem.
Right.
I'm telling you though, I noticed Gronk looking really slow. Like I figured Gronk was going to be impactful, especially in two tight end sets with OJ Howard and with the weapons they have on the outside. For him to only have two catches and 11 yards, it was surprising.
Well, I don't know about Brady's arm. The first interception might have been on Mike Evans because Mike Evans just stopped. So I'm going to put my money that Brady.
The one which he threw down the middle of the field?
Yeah, and Evans just stopped. But the second one, the pick six, that was a terrible throw.
Hmm.
Well, the corner was sitting on it.
Jason, you ever...
It was kind of like Jimmy Moreland's pick.
By the way, Eric, you know, we're old guys. I'm surprised you haven't brought this up, but props to Stuart Sink. For winning
awesome.
The Safeway at 47. The last time he won was 2009.
Right, and those boys were going deep, too.
When he beat Tom Watson at the Open.
Right.
And he gets it done. His son was on the bag. 47 years old. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but the U.S. Open golf tournament is this week, right?
I don't Tiger even know. Week.
Who won the U.S. Open tennis tournament?
That was a sick theme. That was silly. I was watching it.
First time in 71 years a guy dropped the first two sets, came back to win.
No, it was a sick match. It was back and forth, fifth set tiebreak.
They were just ripping the ball.
We can talk about that tomorrow.
They couldn't walk by the end.
Yeah.
Yeah,
on the
right.
women's side, cramps. It was
Osaka.
If it happened on an NFL Sunday, it didn't happen.
Right.
It just didn't happen. It didn't exist.
Well, it happened during the 4 o'clocks, which are less important to me.
Yeah. As a poor They're all a million TVs, none of them on the U.S. Open.
Not a single one.
That would be such bad business for them.
I was at my mother-in-law's. We watch a lot.
All right. Remember, Pro Football Focus Tuesday is tomorrow here on the Junkies. We got to get out of here. Grant Dandy up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.